like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Woohoo!
Kevin, what's that load of stuff you got there?
Well, I brought shorts with me. I brought the best live-action shorts that I could find.
Thankfully, this is a radio show, and only a small number of people watching the video won't have to be grossed out by your shorts.
And I had the good taste of not wearing only the shorts when I came in here.
Oscars.
Yes.
Live-action shorts nominated for their work in 2018.
Absolutely.
And coming up in the Oscars.
But you won't see them in the Oscars because they'll just be talking about them during the commercial break.
These are artfully done, Kevin. Yes. I like the poetic nature of them.
Mm-hmm. I have always had a great love for short films. A great way to sample a culture. I think they're a great way to get your point across, that they teach brevity. One of the best categories in the Oscars, because by this time we've seen A Star Is Born and Roma and all that stuff to go with it. And if you don't like one of them, there's four more in each block.
In the five that are up this year.
Yes.
Any common theme?
I would say maybe family.
Young Boys in Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Marguerite, about the elderly lady.
Yes.
Who is being tended to by a nurse. Sweet story, Kevin.
Very sweet. Not dealing with family, but dealing with relationships.
Skin.
I'm going to give Skin a lot of credit because while it was pretty obvious where they were going with
right,
it,
right.
How it ends up is not what I expected, but it was very satisfying. White supremacy and racism and deep-seated racism.
I know. Redneck family.
Yeah.
Dad, a robust Sam Rockwell-like character. Mm-hmm. But he's got a young son.
People can be evil and have love for each other.
They meet up with a black man who happens to have an interchange with the son. Dad doesn't like it. Beats him up. And what happens after that? His eyebrow raising. And detainment.
It's an Irish movie. It's based on the investigation in the killing of that little two-year-old kid who these two 10-year-olds
right.
lured away from a mall and murdered, based on the real transcripts.
These are the two youngest murderers in the 20th century.
But how each one is setting up his own defense.
Can't believe what a 10-year-old boy is going to tell you in a moment like that. Both of them are going to lie.
Yeah.
Two other boys.
It's French-Canadian. That's a movie about kids getting into trouble in an innocent way and how it can go south so fast.
Yes, yeah.
And you and I both, we were young boys at some point, at different times, of course. We've all, in our youth, run around and goofed off and played where we shouldn't have.
Yes, there's a sludgy surface mine that they're playing around.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pick on each other. Mother Nature is not being nice about this.
It's symbolic of losing your own youth and how the world can come up around
you. Oh, yes, indeed. So there's not a whole lot in this one. It's stark, and it impresses you with its simplicity.
And the acting of the kids, too. You see them in detainment. There's a lot of high-energy acting there, but there's a lot of subtlety involved that especially the main kid undergoes.
Yeah.
You see change in him.
Yeah. Madre Spanish, mother, a son who's with dad on a vacation. Somewhere in the Basque Country, maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
But it's
somewhere France or Spain.
Right.
She doesn't know.
Yes, where they doesn't know. Because, Lord, here we have the age of the cell phone.
Yep.
She's able to be in contact with him.
But he doesn't know where he is because he's six.
And his dad is gone.
Yep.
Be unable to contact your kid, to worry about where your kid is. This is a major problem for parents.
Mm-hmm.
The suspense was incredible that whether, in fact, she was going to be able to get this kid.
Yeah. And it's like a, 17-minute short or something like that, 13-minute short. So you get to a certain resolution, but there's more story there.
We've talked about five.
Yes.
Very fine films.
Very good.
I'm going to ask you, Kevin Carr, what's your favorite?
Each one deserving of the Oscar, but I'm going to have to say the one that I think impacted me most was Detainment.
I probably like Madre the best.
Okay.
Worry so much about my children. If you want a different experience, now you're not going to have Rami Malek shouting songs at you in this one.
That's true.
And you're not going to have not a quite benign family as we have in Roma.
No. No.
But perhaps nothing almost as dangerous as this when she's going into the ocean.
Yeah. They're worth seeing there. If you miss seeing them in the theaters on the 19th, I believe you can get them online at shorts.tv.
Kevin Carr, live action shorts nominated for the Oscars. What grade would you award them?
I'm giving it an A.
And I'm giving it an A.
Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.